姊妹咧可以同我一齐嘅读出《使徒行传》六章一至七节。那时门徒增多，有说希利利话的犹太人向希伯来人发怨言，因为在天天的供给上忽略了他们的寡妇。十二使徒叫众门徒来，对他们说：我们撇下神的道去管理饭食，原是不合宜的。所以弟兄们，当从你们中间选出七个有好名声、被圣灵充满、智慧充足的人，我们就派他们管理这事。但我们要专心以祈祷传道为事。大众都喜悦这话，就拣选了使提反，乃是大有信心、圣灵充满的人，又拣选腓利、伯罗、哥罗、尼加拉、提门、巴米拿，并进犹太教的安提柯人尼哥拉，叫他们站在使徒面前。使徒祷告了，就按手在他们头上。也有许多祭司顺从了这道。今日咧为我哋正道嘅系我哋嘅主任牧师陈卓明牧师。佢今日嘅讲题咧系多元言语和文化中的合一。
大家早。
Not long ago, I was invited to speak to the leadership of another Chinese church in another part of the country.
之前咧，陳牧師被邀請到另外一個華人教會喺美國。
They admitted that part of the reason they invited me is because they had some issues.
咁呢間教會咧，就同陳牧師分享佢哋當中係有一些問題。
I'm not going to share all the details。
咁佢哋問題就唔多講。
But it related to an employment decision about a pastor。
但係係關於一位牧者嘅聘請啲意見。
And this issue split the leadership and many of its members.
咁因呢件事就使好多教牧同工同埋會友有紛爭。
And so on Saturday, I conducted some workshops for their leadership.
咁所以就陳牧師到星期六就同佢哋啲教牧同工有啲交流。
They wanted me to talk about church unity and reconciliation.
佢哋希望陳牧師講關於合一教會嘅和睦。
They also invited me to speak at the service on Sunday morning.
咁主日崇拜都邀請陳牧師講道。
And so as the person was driving me to the church, I noticed that the church had a very large parking lot.
咁陳牧師有一個會友車佢到教會，咁佢留意到佢個教會停車場好大。
And this is a suburban church, so they had parking, not unlike our church.
咁喺郊區嘅教會，所以佢哋有好大嘅停車場，同我哋嘅教會唔同。
But I also noticed that the entrance to the parking lot there was a police car。
但係留意到喺教會停車場個前邊係有警車停喺度。
And I was thinking to myself, they must have a lot of people coming in, and they must have a lot of traffic issues, so they need a policeman.
咁就陳牧師就諗，係應該係因為要自費交通嘅，好多會友咁可能需要警察幫手。
But the driver told me, normally we don't have police there。
咁後來會友就同陳牧師話，其實平時唔會有警察喺嗰度嘅。
But because of this recent dispute, they're afraid that some of the disgruntled members would come back and disrupt the service。
咁因為教會有意見不和，咁有就擔心有啲不滿的會友會嚟搞亂個崇拜。
So they basically wanted the police there to prevent any future problems.
所以就係邀請警察要喺教會個個停車場去避免有啲任何問題。
And I reflected upon what does that mean?
咁就令到陳牧師反思話，咁係咩意思呢？
Here, these are people who call themselves Christians.
咁呢啲人都係認為自己係基督徒。
They love the Lord.
佢哋好愛主。
Lord told us to love each other.
咁神都叫我哋要彼此相愛。
The Lord told us to forgive each other as He has forgiven us.
神主都叫我哋要彼此饒恕，好似佢饒恕我們。
Here they're coming together to worship God.
咁佢哋一同嚟敬拜神。
And they have to hire police to keep the peace.
但係要請警察嚟保持治安。
And so, this is perhaps one of the worst cases I've heard of in terms of disputes within a church.
呢個可能係陳牧師聽過最嚴重個教會因為紛爭出個問題。
But we shouldn't be surprised that there are problems in churches.
但係我哋都應該都唔會好意外教會會有一啲問題。
Because churches are filled with people.
咁教會充滿係人。
And when you have people, you have problems.
咁有人個地方就會有問題。
Because we're all sinners saved by grace.
因為我哋都係蒙恩的罪人。
That whether it be the pastor or the board member or just a regular member, we're all still sinners saved by grace.
不論是牧師啊，或者是可能執事長老啊，或者是會友，我們都是罪人透過神的恩典是被得救。
And so if you're filled with a church with imperfect people, then obviously you're not going to be a perfect church.
咁如果教會充滿唔完全的人，咁就會是一個不完美的教會。
And so dealing with problems is sort of a necessary part of church life.
咁面對問題係教會生活中嘅必須面對嘅事情。
Many of you know that our church started in 1961.
咁大家知我哋個教會係1961年創辦。
They started with 18 people.
當初有18個人。
They had one language.
咁講一個語言。
One service.
一個堂會。
They met in somebody's home.
咁喺人哋屋企聚會。
When I came to the church was 150 people.
咁陳牧師嚟到BCEC 時間咧，咁就當初就150個人喺崇拜。
And my desire was to see the church grow.
咁陳牧師係希望見到教會有成長。
To see it become a big church.
希望教會成為大教會。
Because I thought if we're a big church, we wouldn't have any more problems.
咁以為就大間教會就會冇問題。
We would have enough space.
我哋就會足夠嘅地方。
We would have more money.
會有足夠嘅金錢。
We would have more workers.
咁可能更多同工。
And so I thought, the bigger we got, the less problems we would have.
咁以為係越大間教會就會越少問題。
But I've learned that with more people become more problems.
但陳牧師發現係越多人係會越多問題
，especially in a church like ours。
特別係我哋依間依種教會。
We have 1,100 adults in our church。
我哋個教會係超過1,100個成人。
We have used 3 different languages。
我哋講三種語言。
We have 7 different services。
我哋有七個堂會。
We meet in 3 different locations for worship。
我哋崇拜喺三個同嘅地點崇拜。
And so it's a very complex church.
咁就係一個好複雜嘅教會。
And the people are not the same.
咁人都唔同。
They're very different.
佢哋係文化背景都唔
同。Not just in language, but in culture.
都唔止係語言，就喺文化上。
The culture means that people have different ways of looking at things.
咁文化意思就係大家看法唔同。
They value things differently.
佢哋嘅價值唔同。
Their style of doing things is different.
他们做事的处事的方式不同。
And so with those kinds of issues, there's bound to be problems.
这样就一定会起问题。
So we shouldn't be surprised that there are problems.
所以唔應該會覺得好奇怪，做點解會有問題？
So sometimes we think that we want to become a first century church.
咁我哋有時會話我哋希望係可以似初期教會第一世紀嘅教會。
We sort of think that was the perfect church.
我哋就會認為咁係最完美最好嘅教會。
But we see from this passage, they had problems too.
但係喺呢段經文可以見到佢哋都有問題。
And the question is, how do you deal with those problems?
咁就係你如何面對呢啲問題？
Because you always have problems.
因為永遠會有問題。
But so I believe this passage gives us sort of a case study.
所以我哋呢段經文可以好似係一個例案可以參考。
How did they deal with conflict and complaints?
佢哋如何對有啲抱怨啊，有啲投訴，佢哋如何去針對，如果去解決？
Because it was also a church that changed the world.
因為都是一間教會是令到全球不同，有改變世界的教會。
So what can we learn about dealing with problems?
咁我哋喺面對問題，我哋可以有啲咩學習到嘅功課咧？
Well, first we want to examine what was the problem in that first century church.
咁我哋都可以先了解喺呢個初期教會有個咩類型嘅問題。
In Acts chapter 6 verse 1 it says, Now in those days when the disciples were increasing in number, a complaint by the Hellenists arose against the Hebrews because their widows were being neglected in the daily distribution.
使徒行传六章一节是写到，那时门徒增多，有说希利利话的犹太人向希伯来人发怨言，因为在天天的供给上忽略了他们的寡妇。
The early church was a growing church.
初期教会是一个增长的教会。
It was centered in Jerusalem.
主要是在耶路撒冷。
And thousands of people were beginning to convert to Christianity.
就会有几千个人就会开始信主。
But as they got bigger, they got more problems.
成長越大都係會有越多問題。
There was a complaint about the distribution of food.
咁喺天天嘅供給就係派糧食個問題上出咗有啲紛爭。
Apparently, as the widows there were poor, they were helping to feed the widows.
咁因為寡婦係非常的貧窮，咁教會就幫手去提供佢哋啲每日啲糧食。
And this feeding program happened every day.
咁呢個膳食嘅項目係日日都有。
And some people were complaining that the way they were distributing the food was not very fair.
咁就有人反映話，佢哋派發個食物個方式好似唔係好公平。
And the complaint it seemed to split two parts of the church.
咁呢個怨言咧，就使到好似教會個兩個就起咗兩個唔同邊咁兩個分派。
Now the early church was probably mostly Jewish.
早期教會可能大多數都係猶太人。
But there were at least two types of Jewish people.
但係係兩種猶太人。
One is called the Hebrews.
一個係希伯來。
They spoke the Hebrew language as their primary language.
咁佢哋主要係講係希伯來文。
They were probably born and raised in Palestine.
佢哋係出生長大喺以色列喺巴勒斯坦。
And so they were native to the land and they were acculturated with with that area.
咁因為佢哋喺嗰度大咧，所以佢哋土生土長，佢哋係好清楚嗰邊啲文化。
But there were also another type of Jew.
咁都有另外一種猶太人。
And these were the Hellenists or people who spoke Greek.
咁佢哋係說希利尼話的猶太人，咁佢哋講嘅語言就係希利文。
See, these people were probably born or raised outside of Palestine.
咁呢啲猶太人咧，就係佢哋長大就喺巴勒斯坦以外。
They were another part of the Roman Empire.
可能喺羅馬帝國其他啲殖民地。
Maybe they were in Greece or Asia Minor.
或者喺希臘，或者喺小亞細亞。
But these people spoke not Hebrew, but Greek as their primary language.
所以呢啲猶太人唔係主要講希伯來文，佢哋可能係講多數係希臘文。
And they also grew up with a different kind of culture as well.
咁佢哋成長，佢哋個文化都會唔同。
And so you could see that this is a recipe for problems.
咁呢個就係多元化都可能會造成一啲問題。
And not only did they not communicate in the same language, they also saw things differently or did things differently.
咁溝通語言唔同之外咧，佢哋都係看法唔同，佢哋做事唔同。
And so the Greek-speaking Jewish widows felt they were not being treated fairly.
咁所以依啲講希臘文嘅寡婦覺得佢哋係受到唔平等嘅待遇。
And this food distribution problem had a potential to split the church.
咁呢個派飯嘅事情咁可能會令到教會又可能分裂添。
Because if they didn't solve it, there would be this Hebrew-speaking group and there would be this Greek-speaking group.
因為如果冇解決咧，咁就會有一群人係講希伯來話，咁另外一群人係講希臘話。
And I'm sure that all of you see the similarities to our church.
咁應該大家都可以見到同我哋教會有啲相似。
We know that our church started as a Cantonese-speaking church.
咁我哋華人報道會創辦時係講廣東話為主。
There were people born in China or Hong Kong who immigrated to the United States.
大多數係由香港中國移民嚟的。
Their primary language was Cantonese.
主要語言係講粵語。
But and they also had a lot of retained a lot of the culture from China or Hong Kong.
咁佢哋就保留咗香港中國嘅文化。
But when they came to the country, their children were born in America.
咁佢哋喺呢度移民嚟咧，咁佢哋啲仔女就喺美國長大。
Cantonese was not their primary language.
咁粵語就唔會係仔女個主要語言。
The English was.
英文係佢哋個講嘅。
After all watching all this TV, they become very Americanized.
咁喺好多電視咧，咁變成好美國化咯。
And so they have different values and different ways of doing things.
咁佢哋仔女就會有唔同嘅價值，唔同嘅做事方法。
And this becomes a problem in the church.
咁喺教會都會成為一個問題。
There was what we would call worship wars in the past.
曾經有敬拜戰爭。
People thought, oh, the proper way to worship God is to have sing hymns.
咁有啲人就係話，我哋正確嘅方式就係要唱詩歌，伴啲詩歌。
Use an organ.
要有風琴。
And have a choir.
同埋有詩班。
And that they thought was the right way to worship God.
咁呢個係佢哋認為係正確敬拜神嘅方式。
But then the younger people came.
咁後來有啲後生出現啦。
And they said, "Oh, can't we sing modern songs?"
咁佢哋就話：可唔可以唱啲現代啲啲歌咧
？Can we have guitar?
可唔可以有個吉他咧
？Can we have drums?
俾唔俾打鼓架
？And so it creates problems.
咁就會造成有啲問題。
And so.They had problems in the first century church. We have problems in our church.
咁所以第一世紀初期嘅教會有問題，我哋依家個教會現代都有問題。
Now let me talk about something that's not mentioned really in the text.
咁我都提到一個喺經文上冇提到嘅事。
Because it mentions that a complaint by the Hellenists arose against the Hebrews.
就係先話有一個怨言出現喺依啲希利尼啲猶太人。
How did the leadership learn about this problem?
但是就是教牧同工怎知道有这个问题呢?
Because the way that people communicate about these things can also cause problems or help the problem.
因为有时你提出的方法都可能会使到问题更严重或者会可以化解一些问题。
Sometimes in Chinese culture and Chinese churches, people are reticent to don't want to confront people about some issue.
咁喺華人教會好多時就係鍾意正面有衝突去同人提出一啲唔同嘅諗法。
They see a problem and they start talking to about it with their friend.
可能見到問題咁就先同朋友講下。
And that friend will tell another friend.
咁阿 A 就同阿 B 講。
And they hope someone will tell the pastor's wife.
咁希望會傳到師母嗰度。
And then the pastor's wife will tell the pastor.
咁師母再同牧師講。
Right? And that's not the right way to do things.
但係咁唔係好啱嘅方式去做。
Then another way some people deal with it is they write an anonymous letter.
或者有啲人會寫啲無名嘅信。
They detail all their problems and complaints.
咁就會寫曬每個抱怨、每個不滿嘅事情。
They send it to all the leaders。
咁俾曬所有嘅教牧同工。
But they don't sign their name。
但係冇名，唔簽名。
And so we don't know who this person is or why they, what their motivation. We can't even debate, you know, or inform them of the circumstances。
咁所以就冇辦法通知呢個人，唔知係邊個，唔知係佢有啲咩目的，都冇辦法同佢討論嚇，都係
Matthew chapter 18 verse 15 says, If your brother sins against you, go and tell him his fault between you and him alone.
马太福音18章15节，倘若你的弟兄得罪你，你就去趁着只有他和你在一处的时候，指出他的错来。
So if you have a complaint, and there might be a legitimate complaint,Talk to the leader in charge.
咁如果你真係有啲事情係投訴，係真嘅問題咧，咁可以去揾負責嘅人。
Talk to the person who can do something about it.
去同可以解決呢個問題嘅人去討論。
Rather than just gossiping about it with a lot of people.
咁好過你同好多唔同啲人，但係傳話，唔係真係去面對呢個，去正式去解決。
So I don't know how the leadership of that first century church got to know all these problems, but certainly there was a problem.
所以就經文冇寫到話，當時嘅領袖係如何知呢件事係唔知佢哋點收到呢個信息，但係係好明顯係有呢個問題。
And the leadership of the church at this point was the apostles.
咁嗰個時間個領袖們就係使徒。
They're called the 12 here.
咁喺呢度係話佢哋係十二。
Now Judas was replaced by Matthias。
咁猶大係由馬提亞代替。
Now for the apostles, they could have treated this complaint in a number of different ways。
咁門徒都有幾個選擇去處理呢個問題。
Number one, they could have ignored it。
第一就係唔理。
They could have said, "There's no problem."
就話冇事。
You're just imagining things.
你哋都以為啫。
Those Greek-speaking Jews, they're just too sensitive.
或者嗰啲講希臘話嘅猶太人，佢哋太敏感啫。
Or they could have said, "You're making trouble."
或者就係話，哎呀，你哋搞事啊。
You shouldn't be complaining.
你哋唔應該抱怨噶。
You should get out of the church.
你哋應該要趕出去。
This church is for.Hebrew speaking people anyway.
我哋個教會係為講希伯來話嘅人嘅。
Or they could have addressed the problem.
或者佢哋可以面對。
They should try to resolve the problem.
去嘗試去解決個問題。
And that's what the apostles chose to do.
咁使徒就係選擇咁嘅做法。
So we're going to try to understand the problem.
他們會去正式 去嘗試去解決。
They might have had some meetings.
可能開一些會。
I'm sure they prayed about it.
一定有祈禱。
And they got everyone together to share the plan.
咁所有大家喺一齊去討論呢個計劃。
And that's what they do in verses 2 to 4.
所以咁喺一二節咁佢哋就係先進行呢件事。
But notice first they declare.The important priorities.
但是他们就先列出优先次序。
They said it would not be right for us to neglect the ministry of the Word of God in order to wait on tables.
他们就先说我们撇下神的道去管理饭食原是不合宜的。
Now, I think many of us would have thought, well, it would be nice if the apostles really took this problem seriously.
咁我哋或者覺得，哦，我如果使徒係正式呢個問題都幾好。
And they would say, we're going to personally distribute the food for all the widows.
或者佢哋就會話，哦，我哋親自去為所有啲寡婦，我哋去派飯。
I mean, that's why we hire you anyway, right? To do all the work.
我哋請教牧同工都係為咗去做所有啲嘢咯。
So why don't you apostles begin to distribute the food and make sure everyone gets equal amount?
咁就不如由使徒去派飯，咁確定大家都有平均嘅分類到。
But the apostles knew that no, we need to have priorities.
但係使徒就清楚話，佢哋係需要去關心最重要的事。
It's not to say that this issue is not important.
唔係話呢件事唔重要。
But we need to concentrate upon the Word of God.
但係佢哋係要關心最重要的事就是神的話。
And then later on in verse 4 to prayer.
咁喺第四節係話佢哋要祈禱。
And so that's an important priority that we need to have for our leadership.
所以呢個專心嘅事情係我哋個領袖都要重視。
Because we cannot expect the staff, pastoral staff, to do all the work because, hey, that's what we pay you for.
冇可能去要求所有啲教牧同工做曬教會所有啲嘢，因為哦佢哋喺受錢有錢收。
But if the apostles are busy distributing the food, they will not have enough time to concentrate on the ministry of the word and in prayer.
如果使徒係去咗派曬飯咧，咁佢哋就唔夠時間去查考神嘅話語，去教導聖經嘅給會眾。
And so based on this priority, they had another plan.
咁因為有呢個優先次序咧，所以佢哋有另外一個計劃。
They, in some sense, appointed a committee of seven.
佢哋等於係分配一個有七人嘅小組。
And these seven, in some sense, are what I would call prototype deacons.
咁呢啲算係委員會咧，可以話係好似執事。
Now we sort of think as deacons as like.Bosses.
我哋可能當執事係好似啲老細係。
But the word deacon actually means servant.
但係執事嘅意思係仆人。
And so these might be, you might say, the first deacons.
你可能話呢啲係教會當中第一組嘅執事。
That the apostles turned over this food distribution issue to these seven people.
咁教牧同工就交呢個派飯嘅事情咧，就由呢個小組嚟負責。
So that the apostles could concentrate upon the word of God in prayer.
咁領袖就可以專心喺查考話語同埋祈禱上邊係專心。
So in some sense, they are delegating some of the responsibilities.
所以佢哋係分配部分佢哋嘅責任。
Now, again, for many of us, we would say, okay, that's a good idea, maybe, to delegate this responsibility. And so, since this is a food distribution problem, let us find some people who have restaurant background. Well, let's find somebody with business background.
或者揾有做生意經驗嘅人。
Because this is a management issue.
因為呢個係管理問題。
And certainly it would be good to get people who have some experience in that area.
咁一定係好好去揾一啲有經驗相關經驗嘅人。
But what do the apostles say should be the qualifications?
但係使徒話佢哋嘅條件應該係咩呢
？Verse 3, it says, "Choose seven men from among you who are known to be full."Of the spirit and wisdom, and we will turn this responsibility over to them.
六章三节，所以弟兄们，当从你们中间选出七个有好名声、被圣灵充满、智慧充足的人，我们就派他们管理这事。
Now, talent and gifts are important.
咁恩赐系重要嘅事。
Experience is important.
经验重要。
But what did the apostles highlight?
但係使徒佢哋重視咩咧
？They highlighted spiritual qualifications.
佢哋主要係喺屬靈嘅挑戰。
They wanted people who are full of the Holy Spirit.
佢哋希望係被聖靈充滿的人。
Now, if you're a Christian, you have the Holy Spirit within you.
如果你是信主，你心里是有圣灵。
But does the Holy Spirit have control over you?
但是圣灵是不是带领管治你的生命呢？
Because the Bible says, don't be drunk with wine, but be filled with the Holy Spirit.
因为圣经写不要醉酒，但是要以圣灵充满。
So being filled with the Spirit means to be controlled by the Holy Spirit.
所以就是圣灵充满的意思就是由圣灵管理。
And if you're controlled by the Holy Spirit, you will exhibit the fruit of the Spirit.
如果圣灵是操控你带领你的生命，你都会有属灵的果子。
And you will be led by the Holy Spirit.
你会由圣灵被引领。
And so, even for something like distributing food, they said you need to have spiritual qualifications.
就算是一个说是排饭 的事上面都使徒是说需要有属灵的条件。
Now, they also did not want to have just Bible scholars on this committee.
但他们都不是只是说、哦、我们是找一些很厉害读圣经的人士在这个委员会上。
Because they also said, we want people full of wisdom.
我们希望他们是都是 智慧充足的人。
Wisdom means knowing how to apply God's word into people's daily lives.
所以智慧就是你可以应用神的话语在每日常生活中。
These are people who could practically apply the principles of God's word into daily life.
他们可以应用神的话语合乎圣经的方式在生命中。
So the plan is for the top leadership toconcentrate upon the word and to prayer.
所以计划就是领袖层管理层就是 他们是重视在神的话和祈祷上。
And to delegate to spiritually qualified leaders this important task of distributing the food.
那就另外分配食物膳食这个项目呢给其他的会友。
And so in verse 5 and 6, we see how they carried out the plan.
咁呢啲有属灵挑战嘅人，我哋可以见到佢哋如何去实行中喺第五节。
This is their, you might say, performance.
呢个就系可以话系佢哋嘅表现，佢哋嘅实行。
And notice it says this proposal pleased the whole group.
咁五节写大众都喜悦这话。
Now the leaders are not always right.
咁唔系话领袖次次都啱。
But in this, certainly in this case, the people agreed with the leadership.
但是可以见到会友是顺从他们的使徒的领个带领。
It doesn't mean that we always agree with the leadership.
咁唔表示每次都是同领袖有一同的意见。
But we should always be respectful of the leadership.
但是应该彼此对待是有尊敬的态度。
And we should, if we disagree, to in a respectful way to discuss it with those leaders.
咁如果有意见唔同嘅话咧，咁系用一个爱心、一个尊敬嘅方式同领袖去讨论。
Now they chose 7 people.
咁佢哋就选择咗七个人。
And some of those names are hard to pronounce.
咁有啲名好难读出嚟。
But if you know the original language, you'll notice that all the names.Are Greek names.
咁如果你所以睇原文嘅话咧，其实呢啲七个名全部都系希腊人个名。
That is probably all those 7 people were Greek-speaking Jewish Christians.
嗰委员会每个成员咧，嗰七个人咧，全部都系讲希腊文嘅犹太人。
Now we know that they're already spiritually qualified because that's what the priority was, the plan was.
咁就可以知道佢哋属灵喺条件上面系符合嘅，因为呢个系佢哋来还有呢个机会。
But amazingly, they chose to have Greek-speaking Jewish people to oversee the whole thing.
但系佢哋就选择讲希腊文嘅犹太人去管理成个派饭呢个事情。
Perhaps in our church, we would say, "Well, we need 50-50."
可能我哋间教会就可能话，哦，咁一半一半咯。
We want 50-50 Greek speaking and we want 50-50 Hebrew speaking.
一半讲希伯来文，一半讲希腊文。
But as long as these people were spiritually qualified, they said we can trust you.
但系呢啲人如果系有合乎圣属灵挑战，就信任佢哋。
Because being Greek speaking, they could communicate with the people who had the biggest concerns.
因為他們是可以講到希臘文，那他們可以跟最有需要 的這個群組去溝通到。
And then in verse 7, we see the product or the result.
那我們在第七節就可以見到成品。
The word of God spread, the number of disciples in Jerusalem increased rapidly.
神的道興旺起來，就耶路撒冷門徒數目加增的甚多。
So solving a food distribution problem helped cause the church to grow.
咁佢哋為咗解決分配食物糧食個問題咧，反而教會就成長。
How does that work?
咁係點會咁嘅？
Well, certainly if people are working together in harmony, it helps people to concentrate on the big task of making disciples.
咁如果大家合一嘅同工，咁就可以專心去栽培門徒。
It also shows the world that when they talk about love, it's real.
表明被世人说我们讲基督的爱是真实的。
When they talk about forgiveness, it's real.
我们讲提出原谅是真实的。
But if the church was fighting over these issues,
如果大家不和,
certainly they're not concentrating on making disciples.
咁就唔會專心喺建立門徒。
And their witness to the world is very bad.
咁俾世人個榜樣係好差。
I think we know that in our country people are split.
可以見到喺我哋嘅國家係有分裂。
There's a lot of fighting and disagreement.
有好多爭拗，好多不和。
And they see the church, oh, they're just the same as everyone else.
咁見到教會係同大家一樣啫。
Or they will say, wow, they have something.
或者佢哋見到教會就話，唔同。
Something supernatural even.
有個超乎自然嘅嘢。
Maybe it's something worth investigating.
或者係可以去了解一下。
Our leadership decided on a new theme for this year.
咁領袖決定咗今年有新個主題。
I think it was shared last week. Following Jesus together, celebrating our unity in diversity.
咁上個禮拜都應該有提出，就係話同步跟主，活出多元合一。
You might say, well, we don't have police cars in around to help keep the peace.
咁我哋就話我哋教會暫時未需要用到差人嚟幫我哋保持我哋個治安。
We're doing better than those other churches.
我哋好過好多其他間教會嘅。
Why are we having unity as a theme?
點解需要合一作為主題呢?
Because unity is always a challenge.
因為合一係永遠都係一個挑戰。
We cannot assume it.
我哋係好唔容易，我哋唔可以当理所当然就系有合一。
Especially in a church like ours that is so diverse.
特别对我哋教会系好多元。
Again, people outside may say, "Oh, it's just filled with the same type of people, all Chinese."
外边人睇我哋教会，可能见到就反正都系唐人啫。
But you know that there's difference between English and Mandarin and Cantonese.
咁但系我哋大家都知就系英文啊、粤语啊、普通话系唔同。
And even within those language groups, there's a lot of diversity as well.
咁喺嗰啲語言當中都有好多多元。
Will surface a lot of problems.
咁係會表露好多唔同嘅問題。
The potential for misunderstanding.
會有潛在好多誤會嘅可能。
The potential for more disagreements.
越可能會有啲異議。
And Satan would just love to use some issue to split the church.
咁撒旦係會非常樂意用一啲事件去分裂教會。
In this case, it was distribution of food.
喺使徒行傳就係話喺分配食物嘅。
It was not over some doctrinal issue.
咁唔係喺教義嘅問題上。
It was a very, you might say, practical, small issue.
其實呢個事件係一個好實在、比較細嘅事情。
But Satan can use those to cause bitterness and anger.
但是撒旦可以利用这些机会去引起一些愤怒啊苦毒
and cause disunity within the church.
使到教会不和。
Let me give you in closing two practical things that you could do.
咁喺结束有陈牧师有两个好实例可以大家都可以做到。
Number one, I would encourage you to pray for unity for our church.
陈牧师呼吁大家，我哋为BCEC 嘅合一代祷。
When Jesus prayed before he went to the cross, he prayed for the church.
咁主耶稣喺约翰福音十七章喺上十字架前，佢系为教会嘅合一代祷。
It's recorded in John chapter 17.
喺约翰福音十七章里边记载。
And of all the things that he could have prayed for the church, he prayed for unity.
咁主耶稣可以为好多唔同嘅事情去祈求，佢竟然系为合一祈求。
So is unity, praying for unity for the church a priority for you?
咁为教会合一系唔系对你好重要咧？嗯。
Or do we just wait until there's a problem?
或者就系等到有问题出现咧
？So let us pray for unity for our church.
所以鼓励大家为教会合一去祈求。
The second thing that we could do.Is to be peacemakers.
第二件事就是大家可以成为和平之子。
Jesus in the Sermon on the Mount said, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God."
在登山宝训里边，耶稣讲到系喺马太福音六章九节，使人和睦的人有福了，因为他们必称为上帝的儿子。
I found that one of the biggest responsibilities and roles that I have as senior pastor.Is to be a peacemaker.
陈牧师喺工作岗位喺主任牧师系发现最大嘅一个责任就系要使人和睦。
But I can't do it alone.
但系一个人做唔到。
I would love to see a church filled with peacemakers.
系好希望我哋教会充满系使人和睦嘅人。
And so when someone complains about something,
咁如果有人提出一啲意见唔同。
Do we say, oh yeah, that's right, and then we go share it with someone else?
如果有人抱怨，我哋就唔系话，哎呀，系啊，你真系讲得啱，咁再自己去传话。
Oh, do we encourage that person complaining? Say, well, you know, you should talk to this leader about this issue.
或者我哋系咪同有一个抱怨嘅人咧，就系话，嗯，你咁呢件事，咁你应该要同某一个领袖去讨论。
Are you a troublemaker or are you a peacemaker?
你是搞事的人呢或者是使人和睦的人
So when we can all do our part in trying to maintain peace and unity within the church
我们在肢体我们都需要有和睦
It doesn't mean that we ignore the problems or whatever but we need to deal with it in the right way
不是说不理问题但是在处理的方式上要正确
And I believe that this passage in Acts chapter 6 gives us a way and a pattern where we can deal with problems.
咁喺使徒行传六章呢个经文当中就可以见到，哎，我哋有一个解决问题一个好嘅榜样。
There'll always going to be problems within the church.
教会当中永远都会有问题。
But its question is how do we deal with those problems?
咁係重點係我哋如何去面對這些問題。
And we need to deal with those problems, preserving the unity that we have in Christ.
咁喺面處理問題，一定要保持我哋個合一喺基督裏。
Let's bow together and pray.
我哋低頭祈禱。
Father, thank you.